The $25.4 million state grant will help fund Massmoca's third expansion since the museum opened in the former Sprague Electric and Arnold Printworks buildings in 1999. Roughly 130,000 square feet within the museum's 26 buildings, which date back to 1860, will undergo renovations, while the 16-acre campus will see a system of bike paths and upgrades to its courtyards and concert areas. Massmoca also announced partnerships with artists such as James Terrell and Jenny Holzer, as well as musician and visual artist Laurie Anderson, to fill the renovated spaces. Patrick says he is counting on Massmoca to make the most of the investment.
And to make this investment the type that expands the audience to people who don't yet see themselves as appreciating the value and the impact of contemporary art, and indeed the importance of art in their own lives. That will be a great civic contribution, well worth the investment.
Moca has privately raised roughly $13.5 million of its $30 million goal to cover the rest of the 2.5-year project. While it doesn't have a permanent collection, unlike most museums, the newly announced partnerships will stretch at least 15 years. Museum Director Joseph Thompson says artist James Terrell has an idea to cut a hole in an abandoned water tank to create a celestial viewing area.
Somehow, the sky becomes a canvas and it vaults in the most unusual way. Sometimes when you're looking up, it feels like the sky is pressing down, forming this kind of convexity. Other times it vaults and arches upwards.
Massachusetts helped fund Moca's launch and initial expansion with a $35 million grant. With that in mind, Thompson says Moca is one of the weirdest museums in that it was born to promote arts in North Adams, left out of the Berkshire cultural discussion, while being an economic catalyst for a city struggling after the loss of manufacturing jobs.
When we started this project, unemployment was, 16, 17, 18%, seven times the state average. Huge out-migration of younger and middle-aged people, so an aging population. Downtown storefront occupancy rate was only 20 or 25%. Three quarters of the storefronts were empty. It was rather desperate in the late 80s and early 90s.
Moca's annual attendance has grown from 40,000 in 1999 to an average of 120,000. Thompson expects the expansion could bring an additional 65,000 people each year, while also lengthening stays in the region. North Adams Mayor Richard Alkenbright says the museum has had a significant socioeconomic impact on the city of 13,000.
For many of us, not so many years ago, we could not picture a city with Massmoca. And isn't that ironic now that we can't picture a city without it?
Governor Patrick, a Democrat, did not seek a third term this November in an election that saw Republican Charlie Baker narrowly defeat Democratic Attorney General Martha Coakley. With a home in Richmond, Patrick says people deserve to be heard by state leaders, no matter how far from Boston they live.
The people of the Commonwealth, every region of the Commonwealth, deserve to have their governor and their state government pay attention to them and invest equitably and to encourage good things and economic expansion in every corner of the Commonwealth. That's what I've tried to be about, and I hope that the governor-elect and his team will be about that as well.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.